Others stayed in the ports, tried to recover their castles and plantations that they had held before 1187, and pledged their support to Conrad. Under the arrangements that were negotiated in 1192, Guy was supposed to hold the title of King of Jerusalem until his death. And then he could not pass it on. He had no heirs. And that title was then to go to Conrad, who was now married to Isabel. That is the half-sister of Sibylla and Baldwin IV, whose mother was the Byzantine princess. She was the sole surviving heir of the family of Amalric I, going all the way back to Baldwin II. She, Isabel, had really an unfortunate choice of husbands. Her first husband, Humphrey, was a rather weak-willed man, often described as effeminate in the sources. We're not quite sure what that means. But this fellow essentially bungled away the opportunity of getting the throne back in 1185. And so I think Isabel was a bit relieved that she had to divorce Humphrey and marry Conrad, who by all accounts was an impressive figure, and came from a very, very important family in northwestern Italy, in Montferrat, that would be in the regions of Savoy today, and was a vassal of the Holy Roman Emperor, but also connected to all the leading families of France, including the French royal family. So he was a brilliant match. And as I said, his father and all of his brothers were somehow engaged in crusading in the East. Unfortunately, the arrangement didn't really take effect because Conrad was murdered by a group of assassins, or so it was claimed, and Isabel found herself widowed again, with two children by Conrad, the older daughter, two daughters. The older one, Marie, would eventually be the key to the throne. And so you had Isabel and you had Guy, and what happened within days of the murder of Conrad, with unseemly haste, Isabel apparently found a husband she really appreciated, one of the great crusaders who had arrived on the Third Crusade, a fellow named Henry of Champagne, a cousin, again, of the King of France, again, a very powerful vassal in Western Europe, who promised substantial military aid, the type of husband Sibylla should have married instead of that silly Guy. And this marriage was absolutely approved of by the nobility in Outremer. Most of them were in favor. No one considered Guy possible as a plausible candidate. His days were numbered, and so the marriage went through. And Henry of Champagne really, really proved to be the kind of husband that Isabel needed. She had more children. He fell desperately in love with Isabel and ruled until 1197, and he was this effectively the King of Jerusalem after King Guy died in 1194. That is, the title of King of Jerusalem passed to Henry through his wife Isabel. What happened in Cyprus is that the nobility chose Guy's brother, named Amalric, same name as the Amalric I, the King of Jerusalem, and Guy's brother succeeded in Cyprus, and Isabel and Henry ruled at Acre with the title of King of Jerusalem. So what you in effect had done is split the nobility of Jerusalem between Cyprus and Acre. And this becomes a cardinal political fact through most of the 13th century. There were in effect two kingdoms succeeding to that kingdom of Jerusalem. Cyprus, an easily defensible island, very rich, with a large Greek Orthodox population, which really had the money and resources to sustain the struggle, and was the real prize, and very quickly became a magnet for investment and settlement by Italians, especially by Genoese. And then Acre, which was a great port in and of itself, had been the financial capital of Jerusalem, but with a claim to the Jerusalem. And so what happened is you actually split the loyalty of many barons. Many of the nobility of Outremer held fiefs in both states. And there was constantly an effort to bring the two realms together. They do come together at several points in the 13th century, but they're only really united too late in the game, just before the final Muslim push in the 1270s to take out the surviving Crusader ports. So this was a result of the kind of arrangements that had been agreed to under Richard I, that the position in Outremer was hopelessly complicated. And poor Isabel had even less success in her third husband, Henry I, whom she adored so much, died in one of the strangest accidents I know of. He was receiving in 1197 a delegation of Pisan merchants who were part of this crusade of the Emperor Henry VI in his castle. And Henry got so excited that he stepped backwards and forgot that he was stepping through an open window and fell to his death. His court jester tried to hold on to him, a little guy called Scarlet, but he was just taken down with him. Henry was a rather large man. And the result is Isabel is now widowed for a third time, and the nobility decide to marry her to Amalric, and that marriage proves to be a rather sad political marriage, and it briefly reunites the realms, but it gives you some idea. Isabel had four husbands. The third one was the only one she probably really cared for, and he ends up with this ignominious death. So it's a really unfortunate history for Isabel. And with the death of Amalric and Isabel, the two realms again would go their separate ways, and the crusaders were left with this problem of what to do.